This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Early this morning, Hurricane Ivan made landfall in Alabama, and it is slamming the Gulf Coast. It's been downgraded to a Category 1 hurricane. Ivan's winds and waves have torn beach homes from their foundations and flooded inland islands. Many Gulf Coast residents spent last night in the way that Sandra Averhart did. She's the news director of member station WUWF in Pensacola, Florida.
And I'll tell you, the few hours that I tried to get a little sleep, really when the storm was coming ashore, it was very difficult because even though you couldn't see anything, you could hear things, bumping around outside. And it's a little bit fearful wondering if the next sound you would hear was something that might come crashing through the window.
This is the third hurricane to hit Florida in the past 5 weeks. NPR's John Hamilton is at the National Hurricane Center in Miami. He joins me now. John, what's the latest information on Ivan?
Well, the latest is that it's weakening. When Ivan struck land this morning, it was a Category 3 hurricane, a strong Category 3, with winds of about 130 miles an hour. Right now, the winds are down to about 80 miles an hour. That would make it a Category 1 hurricane, and it could be downgraded to a tropical storm later on today. Actually, I'm looking at satellite images right now of the storm, and they're showing that the storm is sort of fraying and breaking apart. It's much less defined and much less organized than it was earlier. These satellite photos are also showing that the center of Ivan is well inland now. It's northwest of Pensacola, and it's moving toward Montgomery, Alabama. The latest forecast here said it was traveling at about 14 miles an hour. It's worth noting, though, that Ivan is probably not done yet. The worst problems with high winds and storm surge are probably done, but the rain could be just beginning. Forecasters here are saying that places in Ivan's path can get up to 10 to 15 inches of rain, and the totals could be even more than that if the storm stalls out over Appalachian states. And I've heard a lot of conversations here about that possibility. There's one more thing, the tornado problem. Ivan has already produced several tornadoes, and it will probably cause more in Alabama and Georgia as it heads north.
Well, what then is sort of the worst thing about Hurricane Ivan?
Well, it's a combination of things. One of the forecasters here was saying this morning that Ivan is probably going to be remembered for a long time. Partly that's because it's such a large storm. Big storms affect a much greater area. Ivan was producing hurricane-force winds across 200 miles of coastline and up to 100 miles inland. So it's not just the strength of the storm, it's the size. And that means that even when the damage isn't spectacular in any one place, the cumulative effect can be really great. And when Ivan struck land, it actually struck four states at roughly the same time. Those would be Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida. One other thing about large storms is that they take longer to pass over an area, and that gives them a lot more time to do damage.
Now, there is another storm, or maybe even a hurricane, brewing out there in the Atlantic. Tell us about that.
Well, that would be Hurricane Jean. The National Hurricane Center just this morning upgraded Tropical Storm Jean to Hurricane Jean. The winds now are about 80 miles an hour, and that makes it the sixth Atlantic hurricane of the season. Jean has passed over Puerto Rico. It dropped at least a foot of rain there, and there have been reports of flooding. Now it's in the Dominican Republic, and they're expecting 9 to 13 inches of rain there. After that, it's headed on a course that would probably take it toward Florida. If it continues that way, it would arrive sometime early next week, but forecasters here are saying they think it's going to turn north before it gets to the U.S.
Well, we'll be talking to you again, NPR's John Hamilton at the National Hurricane Center in Miami. Resources on hurricanes are at npr.org.